Well, this episode of Black Ink Crew was pretty heavy, but we still have a lot of drama to talk about. We're going to discuss everything, and it's all coming up on the After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I feel a little...
I feel empty.
I do, too.
I'd still want to mess with a from the Chi-Town, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
I feel, and you know, we always open to four. Just unfortunately, right now, we can't do promo music anymore. But this episode, you know what I mean? Like, I wanted to open with that.
Mm. It's okay.
It's all right. Hey, guys. I'm Elle Marie. I'm back from my trip.
Yay!
And I'm here with my boo.
Hey, guys. It's your girl, Drew Jones.
Yes, Carmen and Nakia, unfortunately, aren't here tonight, but we're going to hold it down for you guys and talk about everything of the show. We're still going to do our Doing the Most segment, and we have some news for you guys tonight. But overall, Drew, how'd you feel about this episode?
I think this episode, like, obviously, they've come in a lot. We kind of have, like, a friendship with them. And so, like, you know, like, we actually care about these people. Like, obviously... Yeah. Beyond, like, just watching them on the show. So, to see one of them going through something, especially something that I feel like plagues so many people and it's not talked about, it was just, I don't know, it was really hard to watch this episode.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I'm trying to get through this review without, like, tearing up when we get to start talking about four. But
promises.
Woo-wee. Yeah, it's going to be hard. Let's talk about the craziness first.
Yes.
And all the drama.
Yes, yes, yes.
Keep it kind of light. Yeah, so Charmaine throws a party. To, I guess, make up for all of her lack of, her lack of trying to prove herself for this celebrity concierge job or whatever. So, she throws a party. It seems pretty lit. There are a lot of people there. Fun times.
Yeah, I feel like I really want to go to a Nine Mag party. I feel like they're always a good time.
Yeah.
They always look like a good time. You know, Ryan gave her a D+. I think that's a fair grade.
Yeah.
But he did say she still passed. You can still pass. So, obviously, he's not trying to get rid of her.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, the party looked lit. We had some guests come in.
We sure did.
Uh-huh. So, we know Junior is back.
Yes.
And Ryan invited him back to NIMAG. But Lily just thought Junior was just kicking it for the weekend.
Yes, child.
And she was trying to hold it together. Like, okay, well, Junior's here. And then, boom, pops up Adriana, his girl. She's like, okay, I'm grown. I'm maturing. I can deal with this. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she's trying to deal. But it's also still, you know, it's hard when it's right in your face. You know what I mean? When you kind of like, and it's, you know, I don't know how long it was between like him, her and Adriana, but seems like it wasn't that much of time.
But so. Also when his new girlfriend looks, not identical, but very similar to you, down to the same ethnicity and everything, like, that's hard. And I just want to say, I really like Lily this season. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you, girl. I'm real proud of you. Because that was hard, like... I can't imagine. I'm, for the most part, pretty cool with my exes. But still, I don't want to...
Be around.
I don't... Like, yeah. It's like, yeah. I'm cool with you, but, like, I don't want to be chilling with you. I don't want to chill with your girlfriend. I'm sure she's great. It's no disrespect, but you just, you know...
And you don't want to in your face like that all the
you
time.
You don't. That's human. Not being petty. That's just... I don't think anybody wants to work with their ex.
And then see their new person around all the time.
Yeah, and then see them all in love. Yeah. And, like, and it's not being bitter. It's just... Especially if that person broke your heart. Nah.
And you got to watch them being right with the next one. It's like...
And see all the things that y'all had problems with. See them grow from that and treat the next person better. Man, I'll tell you what. I don't care how grown you are.
That's what I'm saying. Lily's better than me.
That's what I'm saying. Girl, you're better than I am. Because I might have gotten a little petty wop.
Yeah. Immediately.
Immediately.
It eventually came out of Lily, but, like, it took a minute. She was trying. But then after a while, I was like, you know what? F it. Like, I'm just going to say what I have to say about this situation. And to me at first, because Lily and Adriana are sitting down, they're having a talk, because Lily tried to separate herself.
Mm-hmm.
And Lily was like, you know, I'm not the type to try to ruin someone's situation or do those things. But then turned around and was like, but in the beginning of y'all relationship, Junior was texting me telling me he loved me.
Okay, so I've been trying to go back and forth on this and playing, like, devil's advocate in my head on the situation. Because I can understand, if we take away all that we know about Lily, because I really do feel like Lily's a girl's girl on the low.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if we take away what we've already known about Lily, I think watching Adriana open up to her, she would be like, you know what, I don't want to do you dirt. I don't want you to be in this position because you seem nice. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling you, like, this is what's going on. But on the other hand, we've seen Lily get very petty. So I just don't know where the intentions like where it's were. Coming
from. Yeah.
I want to believe that she was just being a girl's girl, but I honestly don't know.
Same. I'm like, And I think because she had just said that, like, oh, I'm not the type to, like, try to ruin something. But then you turned around and, like, said something that could possibly, like, ruin them. So then I kind of was like, oh, I don't know. I feel the same way you feel. Like, I don't know. Is she being petty or is she just genuinely, like, trying to let her know what's up?
Yeah. But you know what? This is what I also was kind of thinking about. The beginning of a relationship, I feel like dating, when you're just dating, when you're not together, is so, I don't know. When I'm dating, until it's exclusive, I kind of just do what I want, and I assume that they're also doing it until it's discussed, just because that's how dating works.
Yeah.
So I don't really think that would have been, like, a end-all, be-all. Mm-hmm. I feel like something's happened with Junior and Adriana that this was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back.
Mm-hmm. Because she did keep saying, like, oh, he keeps lying to me. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that had anything to do with Lily. I think that was just their relationship. Exactly. Like, so Junior's out here effing up.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Like, I like Junior. Mm-hmm. I think he's funny. I think he brings a lot of, you know, fun to the group. I think he's kind of that little brother that, like, you can't help but laugh at. But I don't know. It wouldn't really surprise me if he was on some BS.
Yeah,
because we did. He was on BS when he was with Lily.
As Nakia would say, men are trash.
Listen,
trash.
We have more examples of you being trash than we have examples of you not being trash.
So,
men in general, not
it
just
is
Junior.
What it is. Yeah. So let's go to the next trash man. Let's talk about Van and Jen.
This hurt me.
Yeah. And I'm only calling Van trash because of how he did Jen at the altar with their wedding. Like,
I just it hurts me because Van. Jen said everything she needed to say. Mm-hmm. She put everything out there. She was like, if you wanted me, you would have done X, Y, and Z. You would have done the steps. Mm-hmm. Stop giving me, you know, stop telling me things that you think I want to hear and actually act out on it. And, like, stop trying to just pull at my, like, heartstrings and stop trying to touch my vulnerabilities and do something.
Yeah.
You know? And Van has been playing games.
He has been. And it's one of those situations, like, you know she's there. Mm-hmm. And maybe they've had their back and forth, but she always comes back. So it puts it in his mind, like, she's not really going anywhere. You know what I mean? Or we've been here before. She'll be back. You know? And I think Jen is starting to get to the point of, like, I'm not coming back this time. Like, you keep on. Like, this is going to be the last one. I'm not coming back. And even Ryan was kind of talking to Van about that. Like, this might be that last straw.
Yeah.
You know? Like, they don't always keep coming back. Eventually, we stop.
Listen, she said something that struck so true, and I feel like this has been my mantra as of late. Like, that some, like, she said something, I was like, yeah, I need to implement this in my life. Like, we have to stop, ladies. We have to stop dating these broken ass men and expecting them to come together just because we, like, in hopes that they love us enough that they're going to get it together.
Yeah.
You know? Because that's not how it works.
Yeah. Because Jen, she said, I'm over the I need you to help me be a better man.
Yeah.
Spill. Like, I'm over that.
It's not
like
cute.
You step up on your own. Like, I have been here and I have been pouring into you. It's time for you to pour into yourself and pour into me.
Because this is what really ticks me off about that whole situation. Because Van and Jen are kind of the perfect example of that. Women are expected to have our lives together. We're expected to do X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. And then there's been this BS idea that men mature slower than we do. And that's not the case. Society has given them a pass to not mature as fast as us. But, like, in reality, there's no science behind that. You have full capability of growing the hell up the same way that we do. So, like, stop. Just stop. Like, I'm so tired of, like, hearing men be like, you know, there's that one that got away. Yeah, because you were being stupid. And now, Van, look, where are you? Look at that.
But that's the thing, though. Like you said, society, like, oh, they're just so, like, easy on men. You know what I mean? Like, the whole saying, boys will be boys. And, like, we're trying to get away from that. Like, no, that's not okay. Whatever they do, if they do something wrong, there needs to be a consequence for those actions. Like, we need to start holding men and boys, because it starts there, accountable. Like, because this is nonsense. We're not going to keep doing this, guys.
We sure aren't.
There's a lot of technology out here. We're not really going to need you anymore. It's like, get it together. We want you guys.
Yeah.
But we, you know what I mean? Because it's, especially like with women evolving, we can make our own money now. Like, we don't have to stay. A lot of times when women stayed in those relationships, it was kind of because they had to, because that was the provider. Like, well, where are you going to live? How are you going to eat? You know, literally. Like, so now it's like, I have my own, so I want you, but I don't need you.
Yeah.
So you better get right.
You better get together. I applaud you, because I know, like, loving somebody and knowing that they're not good for you and choosing to walk away from it, that takes so much strength. So much. I applaud her. I love them together, but I hope he steps up to the plate, because he definitely needs to.
Because Jen does a lot.
She sure does. She
definitely does a lot. But, let's all move on to Don. But actually, before we get to Don, let's take a quick break real quick.
Yes, honey. We want to thank you guys so much for kicking it with us every single week. You know, whether it's in the chat, whether it's in the comments, Instagram, Twitter, you name it. We love talking to you guys. But we need your guys' help in order to help us keep going and to help AfterBuzz continue to grow. We just want you guys to subscribe to one or more of our channels. We're not just doing reality shows, guys. We have so many channels. We have drama. We have superhero sci-fi. We have sister networks, you know, BHL and Popcorn Talk. We literally have whatever you're looking for, we probably have a show for. So you should check it out. Subscribe to our multiple YouTube channels. Let us know that you guys did, and we'll be sure to shout you all out. We also are on iTunes and Spotify, so give us 5 stars over there. But for real, guys, we really do appreciate you guys rocking with us, whether you agree with us, whether you disagree with us. I think a lot of the conversations we have on the show are important conversations for the culture, and it's dope that you guys want to participate with us. Yes. So thank you.
Thank you, guys. Oh, I like that. All right, let's go talking about Don and his father. Man, whew. I feel for Don. I feel for him, but I also applaud him, because I feel like he is really holding his family together. I'm already about to start getting emotional.
Yeah.
Already. And sometimes you have to check on those people too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not saying like Don is out here like you saying that he's not okay, but sometimes when you take the burden on of your family, you know what I mean? People need to check on you too.
Yeah.
So Don, we do hope you are okay holding it together. But he noticed his dad was feeling down. Like, his dad has lost, well, I think his mom passed away, a brother, and a few more people. That was his daughter?
I'm actually not 100% sure.
Okay, so we're not sure about that. But his father had, you know, he had a lot of loss in his life recently. Like, it was all kind of back to back. And that grief is tough to deal with. And then on top of it, you have, you know, multiple people that you're dealing with their loss. So Don reached out to him and was like, you know, let me spend some time with you and things like that. And so they were supposed to meet up, but then the dad, you know, stood him up. But Don was like, okay, no, I'm gonna still check on you. Like, so let me go pop up on him. And he went by the house and the dad was still there. And he even, you know, the dad was expressing that he's down and he was feeling the way and just really didn't want to come out, you know. So I applaud Don for going over to the house, not instead of going home like, oh, this man didn't show up, forget him. He's like, no, let me see about you.
Yeah. I think what's so dope about Don is that he's resilient and he's constantly, because I think a lot of time, and I don't blame people for being like this, but I think a lot of time it's very easy to be like, oh, hey, what's wrong? You have a conversation and you kind of just end it there. But Don's very much like, I'm gonna keep checking up on you. Let's figure out steps how to get you out of this place. Like, Don's very, he just doesn't quit. And I think that if Don sometimes watches this, so Don, if you're listening, I applaud you for that, because that is, I think that's really what saves people is just that resilience and that, you know, drive to keep going, even if you feel like you're kind of talking to a brick wall, because sometimes it feels like you're talking to a brick wall when you're dealing with somebody who's struggling with depression, because they're not, you know, reciprocating and they're not giving you what you need and they're not instantly being like, yeah, I'm going to be okay. You know, because it's not always like that. So I applaud him for continuing to push through and stuff. And I think it's kind of, it's great that VH1 is showing this, especially as Black men, to see this vulnerability and to see this like kind of toxic masculinity put to the side and just being like, I'm here for you, I love you, and like showing that emotion is just huge. Like, it was just really beautiful to see.
Yeah, I definitely love that they showcase that, not only with Don, but with Four and Ryan, and we get to them in a second. But like you said, that's really important that they show that, because we don't talk about it, you know what I mean, in our community. And even outside of our community, it's such a taboo topic that you said, like, people get a little bit nervous starting to talk about it. You know what I mean? They kind of just want to, like, oh, they don't know what to do. Yeah. So, like, you okay?
Yeah.
And then you're just like, because you're just too nervous about it. But, yeah, it's like we need to try to start, I don't know, reaching out more, being there for people. Or just, like, even if it's like, I know that you're, like, I'm here, you know what I mean, if you need me. Or, like, if you just go over to the person's house, like, hey, can we just hang out? You know what I mean? Sometimes, even if you can't, because they can't always talk about it. So, just hang out. Just be there sometimes, you know? So, that leads us to, like, 4. And his issues, he basically had, you know what I mean, a breakdown. And I don't say, you know, breakdown and make fun of it, because I know we say that a lot. You know, like, oh, he just, like, broke down, blah, blah, blah. But that's basically what happened. You know what I mean? He kind of had a mental break, and he was just extremely sad, not able to kind of handle everything, and was, like, really talking about taking his life. And,
That's
just...
Sorry.
Yeah.
I think... especially our Black men, man, there is this expectancy to have a certain amount of strength because of the things that the world throws at us as the Black community, especially our Black men, where they have, and I feel like it goes all the way back to slavery because of having to show the strength, because, you know, as a community, people were trying to break us. There's this need to constantly show strength, and that not learning how to deal with these emotions because we have to have this facade that we're always strong, that we're always okay when we're not. And it broke my heart because, like, depression it's not being sad. You know what I'm saying? It's not just like, oh, I'm having a bad day and I'm sad. Like, depression is, like, sometimes you wake up in the morning, you're like, I don't want to get out of bed. And it's not just like, oh, I'm in a bad mood, or, oh, I'm going to walk it off. Like, it is a physical illness. Like, it's not just a mental illness. Like, it physically robs you of your joy. And it broke my heart because, like, we've had four in here, and I truly think he's one of the nicest people that we've had in here. And it hurt, man. It hurt to see that because he's such a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like you said, it's, we don't really, as a community, show our emotion. And I remember growing up, I would always be like, a man better not cry in front of me. You know what I mean? Because that's what we said. Like, we look at that as a weakness, and it's not. It's more powerful to let it out because you hold it in. And then that sometimes, besides not saying four is like this, but holding in those emotions, it turns into anger sometimes. Because you would, and I kind of speak for myself with that as well. Like, because growing up, like, just in my household, I'm like, I feel like I've just been through things, and I feel like I have to keep it together for everyone else. So, you're not probably going to see me cry. You know what I mean? So and I internalize that as anger because I can show that I'm more comfortable with that emotion than for me to sit there and cry in front of you. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to get angry. And that's sometimes what happens to our men as well. And that's why they kind of have that label of, like, the angry Black man, because they're not angry. They're frustrated. And they just don't know how to properly express it because of what we do to them and in society and what we put on them. So it was beautiful to see Ryan and Four have the moment that they had, you know what I mean? Crying together, even though they really weren't, you know, showing their tears, like, on camera. They were, you know, hugging them within each other, kind of hiding their faces. But that's fine, because between the two of them, they were releasing that emotion. You know what I mean? And that was beautiful. And I'm glad that they showed that as well, that the cameras didn't go away. And, you know, sometimes when we watch these reality shows, we're like, oh, the cameras are so invasive sometimes. But that was a moment where I felt like it was good that they were, and they needed to be there to show that. And, like, I hope more men out there start to become comfortable with loving themselves, loving on their brothers. Like, it's okay to check on your family. It's okay to hug your friends. It's okay to kiss your friends on the cheek, male, female, whatever. Like, show love. Like, we've just been so programmed to be so tough, to be so hard, to not really express emotions. And we really have to break that, because it just will make everybody operate better.
Yeah.
You know, be in a better place and be more open to talk about things when they need help.
I just want to share some quick statistics on Black suicide, because it is a thing. It's not a white people thing. There's multiple articles even about how it's not a white thing. Suicide rates for Black children are twice that of white children, according to the Washington Post. Suicide of Black children ages 15 to 26 has tripled in the last 15 years. In Black men, it's doubled over the last 15 years. that's heartbreaking. Yeah. Like, I don't know what else to say about that. I want Black men to cry. Mm-hmm. And not because I want you to go through pain, but because I want you to I want those emotions in order, like a healthy, it's healthy to go through multiple emotions. It is not healthy to the whole positive lifestyle. That's not realistic. Mm-hmm. That's not healthy. You have feel your emotions, go through them. If you want to cry, cry. Like, mm-hmm. But this idea that like we either got to pray away the sadness or we got to, you know, man up or mm-hmm. like whatever, like, nah, that's bull. Like we can't do that anymore. Cause mm-hmm. too many, like we already have too many of our men dying due to things that we can't control. This is something we can fight together. Mm-hmm. This is something that our community can come together and grow from. And I'm just like, I'm so proud of 9MAG for how they came together for 4, because mm-hmm. there was never a question of his masculinity. There was mm-hmm. There was never just a, yo, shake it off, man up. You know, yeah. It was just like a, I don't know what this feels like, but I'm here for you and yeah. I love you and you're mm-hmm. my family. And mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah. That's like everybody gathered around him. Even Van, when Van was like, well, I'll just sleep here with you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm in the bed. I'm going to stay with you.
Yeah.
So it's just good to see that. I mean, that's just a hard thing to go through. And then also, like, you know, 4 is an entertainer. He's a rapper. He's on this reality show. So he's in entertainment. And then it also gets to the point of, like, you feel like you have to kind of keep going. You can't really have those off days or down yeah. days, because you've got to keep, you know, going. And even you have to do it for other people. And, like, we just recently lost Christoph. I forget his last name, from Young and the Restless. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they've officially said it was suicide, but a lot of people are hinting towards that, because he also just lost his son a few years ago and he was really dealing with that. And I was watching an interview with one of his co-stars and it was like, he would always say, you know, the show must go on. And we that's like an entertainment thing. We always say like, oh, the show must go on. I'm having a bet. The show must go on. But it's like, okay, but after that show, take some time for yourself.
Yeah.
Self-care and self-love is important. Don't push away your feelings because you've got to entertain, you know?
And I think another thing is, like, especially with the internet and everything, like, bro, y'all got to be nice. Like, we got to do better. We got to be nicer. Mm-hmm. As somebody who's lost someone very close to me due to suicide over cyberbullying, like, you can't just say things recklessly anymore. Mm-hmm. And I know with some of the things that came out with 4 this past year, people thought it was cute to, you know, make jokes and comment on his sexuality or whatever. And it's like, I don't know where we got as a society where we feel comfortable to say to say these things that we wouldn't say to people's face. Mm-hmm. But, like, that's not cool. Like, yeah. This whole shade room culture that we have, like, y'all got to quit that, because you really don't know what's going on in people's lives. And no money, no fame, no success, like, gives you all the right to sit here and speak, you know, like, evil and negativity over somebody's life. Because at the end of the day, that you are one step away from being them and they're one step away from being you. And we're all one step away from being in a position of depression. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, bro, just be nice. Yeah. Like, it's really not hard.
It's not hard.
I'm not saying that, like, being nicer to each other is going to solve depression, but nobody needs it. Like, no one needs extra, mm-hmm. Hatred.
Words hurt.
They do. You know, and it's like, you know what, when I started, you know, doing entertainment and whatnot, and like, sometimes you get the really nice messages, but sometimes you get really mean messages. Yeah. I've gotten racist things. I've gotten things about my weight, you know, that I'm not pretty enough or I'm pretty enough or whatever. And it's like, you don't think that stuff's going to affect you because mm-hmm. you're like, I don't care. But when it comes in like masses, that stuff affects you. Yeah. So,
like, I don't even read them because I feel like I won't be able to handle it. Like, I had somebody inbox me, like, why are you even doing this? Like, da, 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 da. I'm like, wow, okay. How about, first of all, you get up here and do it. Let's see how that goes. You know what I mean? But it's also, like, sometimes you have to put into perspective, they don't do what you do. They don't know how it goes. But still, you take a hit, though.
You're like, I would never. I've always been very careful about what I say about people. Even on this show, even when we're, like, coming for people or whatever, like, it's all love. Mm-hmm. We always say that it's because we know this is a reality show. We know that certain characters are being molded to be something. It's not necessarily these people. But, like, y'all just gotta be careful. And the other thing I want to say about depression before, while we're still on the topic, is that depression can be genetic, you know? We obviously, with this family, we've seen it mm-hmm. show up in many people. It's a real thing. Mm-hmm. It's a disease. Mm-hmm. It's not, it's just as real as, you know, cancer or diabetes or whatever. It is, there are legitimate science behind depression. So mm-hmm. let's stop pretending like it's something that millennials made up.
Right. And that'll just go away.
Yeah.
It is a chemical imbalance and it's real.
So please treat it as such. But I'm just like, I'm really for, like, we love you. Like, not like no goofiness, no talking about how hot everybody is, whatever. Yeah, like, but we really do rock with y'all for mm-hmm. like, he truly is such a sweet person, such a nice person, such a good hearted person. They all are. Mm-hmm. And to see someone struggle with that is just like truly heartbreaking. Yeah. So check on your strong friends.
Yeah.
You know, check on your goofy friends.
That's probably the ones that need it the most.
Facts.
Because the ones that are letting it out, they're like, they're probably getting by okay.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that you never see crack.
Facts.
Check on those.
Check on them.
But if you or anyone else that you know is battling with depression or needs help, there's a website that they posted this evening on this episode, which is halfofus.com. So if you guys just want to go to that website, if it's you yourself that needs the help, or if you want to get that website to someone else that you feel like needs that help, go ahead and do that. You know, help your people. And four, we love you. We love you. And you are worth being here. So we don't, I don't know. I hope you do get help. Just a real quick thing as well, like, and I always talk about this, I'm always like, therapy, like,
therapy,
it is a good thing,
bro.
Because I know, like, Van mentioned it and was like, you don't think you may need professional help, and he's, for us, just like, think about it, kind of, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think we still also have that taboo and that stigma of that it's the not the right thing to do, and
yeah.
like you said, pray about it, and I am all about God, I really
Facts.
Am.
But I think God puts people in your life that yes. can be more equipped for certain things, and I know therapy for me saved my life. And I know so many other people that therapy has done a great thing for. Mm-hmm. It is not something to be ashamed of. It's dope. I don't claim to be a therapist. I don't think any of us do.
No.
But, like, if you feel uncomfortable talking to your friends or family about what's going on, slide in my DMs.
Yeah.
I'll listen. Even if,
same.
Even if you just want to
vent.
Whatever.
Same.
Because
you have to get that out. I remember when I first went to therapy. And I was taking a leave of absence from my job, so I kind of, like, had to go. Mm-hmm. I needed that doctor's note. And I thought I was just going to be in there playing around, like, oh, yeah, this and that, blah, blah. Oh, my gosh. I left out of there with, like, all of my energy drained. Because the first session, she just pulled so much out of me, so much that I didn't even realize, like, I was holding in. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I literally, like, I left that session. I had to go to sleep. Because when I tell you, it just pulled everything out of me.
Yeah.
And so, but, like, to this day, and I started last year, I feel a better place. I know how to handle different situations and different mm-hmm. people, you know what I mean, in
yeah.
my life, and not to let certain things get to me. So, like, it's okay to go.
It is. I mean, when you're working out and you want to learn how to work out your body properly, you go to a trainer, you know, and they teach you how to do that. It's the same thing with therapy. If
mm-hmm.
you want to work through your emotions and learn how to properly, you know, navigate through it, you would go to someone who knows how to do that.
Yeah.
And so, freaking
yeah,
do it, man.
Do it. It's a good thing. All right. Let's see who is doing the most.
Doing the most.
This episode.
Us. For
right?
being so crying. For crying right now.
This
good Lord. Doing the most.
Man, this episode is so somber. But, I mean, but it we need to talk about it.
I mean, people were still
being.
We
need to talk about it.
Minus our boys.
Mm-hmm.
There were some people, you know, being some head asses. I think I'm going to go with, it's hard. I'm going to go with Junior. I was going to go with Van for his conversation with Jen, but I think he really redeemed himself later in the episode. So I'm going to go with Junior only because not that Junior necessarily did anything,
mm-hmm.
Like particularly in this episode, but I think Adriana had to have Adriana wouldn't have acted out the way she acted out had there not been little things
to lead her there.
I don't mm-hmm. think she seems like a very calm person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she would have popped off. Like, I mean, I know they were all drinking, but I don't think she would have popped off the way she did.
Had
he not given her something. And then I want to do a doing the most, but like in a good sense.
Okay.
Man, I could give that to a couple people. Ryan, though, mm-hmm. I mean, like, I don't think he wants to be applauded for being a friend and a brother, because that's just,
yes,
like, naturally
what
you
should do.
But I also want to give doing the most to Lily, because I think I know we be messing with her, but she is grown, bro.
She has.
She really has. And yeah. I'm really proud of her. Mm-hmm. And her new look that they had in the interview.
Listen.
She looked good as hell.
She got herself a good stylist or.
She looks bomb. 10 out of 10 would.
She just made a change.
Right.
But yeah, Lily, you look good. Lily, we want you on the show.
We do.
Come see us. I'm about to slide in your DMs, boo. Like, come see us. I know we had some things last few seasons, but you're in a better place. We're all in a better place.
We'll talk it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's see. Mine doing the most. Actually, kind of the opposite. Lily, don't be mad. I know I just invited you on the show. but I kind of feel like my doing the most might go to Lily, only because we didn't have too much craziness this episode. And I just feel like I said, I'm torn between if it was genuine when she, kind of went to Adriana to tell her about Junior. So I'm just like, maybe you could have kept that. So I feel like she is doing the most. And yeah, but to piggyback off your doing the most in a good way, I'm with you on Ryan too. I'm really the whole crew.
Yeah,
because everybody really band together to make, and even production. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, we don't have to do the cameras when four left, you know, and then like everyone was looking for him, and then so he finally texts Van, and Van is like, I got to go by myself, and it's like, you know, okay.
That's
you know?
Very true, because mm-hmm. they could have been some real a-holes and been like, well, contract, you know.
Yeah. Because so, you've seen shows sometimes where they're like, get out of my face. And there's a camera sliding around, like still catching another angle. So
good for y'all, VH1 and Viacom, for knowing, you know.
Boundaries.
Some things aren't worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, let's get into some news.
Yes. AfterBuzz TV News. So it's not anything too crazy. It's just everyone came out, kind of showed some love to for tonight. Ryan posted "Never Leave My Brothers" with a tag of four, and then a bunch of photos just of them over the years. Donna really also posted some photos. They all
Don did too.
They all posted some really sweet things, and I hope for depression. It's not something that just ends overnight, but I hope for since then has maybe found some new tools to help him work through that.
Yeah,
we rock with you and we support you,
and it's a lot of love in the comments too.
Yeah,
like I know, so that's good to see,
which is dope.
Like, please leave your negativity
facts
within yourself. Don't hit up their comments with that nonsense. Usually we have like if anybody's having parties and stuff, but
Ryan's gonna be in Detroit next week.
Okay,
I did see that.
I guess Don is on the cover of a magazine.
Yes.
So that copy of that magazine, I think it's called 612. Yeah, 612 magazine. That copy will be available on the 28th of this month. You'll celebrate Black History with that fine man.
For real.
Sorry, Ashley.
but next week's episode. Uh-huh. It looks like we're just getting right back into the bull.
I can't wait. It is it's going down. Let's go ahead and get into predictions.
Lord. Ooh, Chile. Oh my goodness.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know why I like watching people fight. Well, men fight.
Because we country.
Is it that?
I think
especially with their shirts off, getting angry and
ayo. Man, so what did we all see in the trailer? We saw Bella has a potential new man mm-hmm. who looks like he's about to come start some drama. Ish. He's like boy of Anita.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we see in this trailer? It's Friendsgiving.
I think, so he kind of starts like the fight. Everyone is fighting. Yeah. Ryan, Van, I believe they're fighting Bella's new dude. Like mm-hmm. Van and everyone, like it's going
Erica
down.
Erica Mena.
Oh, yes.
Well, we clearly know that's not going to work out.
Clearly, I'm glad.
You are engaged to Safari.
I wonder if Ryan got in that.
I mean, she's bad, so. I would, so. I'm not. Erica Mena is fine as hell, so I wouldn't even be mad at it. I understand it completely.
I wonder, I'm going to ask him too.
I feel like but no one. Like, seeing how Ryan acts about things, I just feel like the little date or whatever it looks like they're going to have, I don't think it's going to go that well. I think it's going to be like, he's going to be like, this girl.
Over it, like.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see. Trying to think of what I think is, I'm just ready for the next episode. I just want
to
see this.
I know, we saw Ryan with no shirt, ready to fight.
Angry. I was like, angry Ryan, sorry. So I don't know what's wrong with me. Ooh. Okay.
Let's go.
All right. Well, like I said, is it for this week? And we will wait for next week for all that drama.
We'll hopefully have everybody back.
Yes, next week. Full panel up here. All right. So until then, make sure you guys join us next week right here. Same place, same time. I am your girl, Elle Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
And I'm your girl, Drew Jones. You guys can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J. And my first episode of season 2 of The Curve drops on Sunday, which is also my birthday. Ooh. So check it out.
Aquarius season. Hey. All right.
Bye, guys. Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.